Hello, Audio Boo. It's about 20 minutes to 11.
Well, despite the isolation and waiting on someone to pick you up, sounds idyllic compared to the noisy tram I'm currently on. Lol, hope you find the house you need this week. Close. Close.
20 minutes to 11 on Monday, the 24th of August.
Audio Boo. Close. Button.
And we are sitting in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, almost.
Just we're
sitting in the garden of a house in Drumfern.
Drumfern.
Drumfern, yes.
It's not Gaelic. These names are kind of... Well, maybe it is Gaelic.
And there's no one here. We came here to look at this house, which... Location is a bit of a cause for concern.
Yeah, you had to drive like off the main road. You had to go into this
up this track,
and then there's this kind
over
of
a bridge,
over some kind of troubled water, and then and then there's cows and hens and just listen. I hope it's not too windy for you to hear. That's it. There's nothing to hear.
Except
that's the wind.
Except the hen.
Yeah, I hope we can hear the hen. Last year we captured a cow. Not captured her, literally.
We recorded her. The place we're staying in actually is really nice. You can hear the water and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to do a recording in there, and I will. But I thought we'd kind of give you, since... What happened was we were supposed to see a house at 10, and we made it here on time, just on time, perfectly on time, in fact. And this house is not lived in, so...
Well, it's not being lived in at the moment.
At the moment.
There's no one here.
And then we got a text. At least there's 3G. I hope this isn't blowing into...
The mouthpiece for you talking to the phone is your microphone.
So I'm gonna angle that towards me. We got a text, at least there's 3G, because I think we're a little bit up high.
I hate
that. Saying this person, basically we went back and forth and the roads to get here are closed. There's some kind of an accident, so she had to turn around and go back, and she's sending someone else. And it's gonna take them another half an hour. This is Highland time, folks. This is...
What happened?
That's it. I mean... Now, those who know me are thinking, oh my gosh, she must be stressed. And I'm not, because...
There's nothing we can do.
That's it. There's nothing... So I thought, all right, I'll use this time to talk to you good folks and tell you. Give you a bit of an update. A wee update, as they say here in these parts.
I can't believe we're actually on Sky now, after all these months of planning and... days of travel.
Yeah. So I think last time you heard us, we were in Glasgow, right? And we... So, let's recap. Hilton, Glasgow. You guys don't stay there. It's shit.
Yeah.
Seriously. I've stayed in 2 3-star hotels that were better.
Well, we stayed in a 3-star hotel the next night that was much better.
That's right. It was a farce.
It was a farce. The whole thing was a farce.
The whole thing was a farce. Firstly, our room wasn't ready for a while. And then when it was ready, maintenance had been in there. And they left their tools and ladders there. And we were kind of left in the corridor for like 15 minutes so they could figure out what they could do.
Actually, before that, we had... ordered food at the bar and it took over half an hour for it to arrive.
Yeah, I wanted some olives and bread and it took half an hour for olives and bread.
And I ordered a burger and I must have gone out to kill the cow or something. Anyway, I don't know what was going on there.
So, then the air conditioner didn't work.
And it was in a room where you couldn't open the windows. So
now, you can't open the windows anywhere in this hotel, unfortunately.
So you had, the air conditioning isn't a luxury, it's a necessity.
Yes, so...
Oh yeah, and also, we didn't need to order a suite, but it was what we got.
Yeah, we got the suite for free.
Yeah, on points.
On points.
Yeah, and otherwise we wouldn't be staying in a five-star hotel.
Definitely not in a suite.
Yeah.
And you couldn't access the second room, so it's like, well, it's not a suite, is it?
Yeah.
So then they had to go get someone to open it.
Unlock the door.
Oh, it was so stupid. And so then...
It was weird because on the other side of that suite was a door through into the next room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just... So the organ, we went and got spa treatments, and we were counting the hours, and they were, at least mine, was absolutely substandard.
Mine was lovely, but...
No, first of all, the air conditioner was broken. I thought I was going to pass out in there. Was right next to the pool, and there must have been 10 mothers and little kids in there.
Mine was right next to the pool as well, but the door seemed to have, in my room, seemed to have done a better job.
Oh, so you had air conditioner.
Yes, I had air conditioner, which probably helped masters out too.
So then we went and reminded them that the air conditioner is broken and that they need to fix it in our room. Then they gave me this spiel for 15 minutes about the products that were used on me. And, oh, is that someone? No.
I didn't hear anyone drive up.
The products that were used on me in the facial thing. So I wanted to look at something. They're like, if you get this now, you know, you get this 20% off and this and this and this. Anyway, they gave me, and so I thought I was going to get this one facial mask that looked really good. After all that, they came and said that they didn't have it.
They're out of stuff.
So I'm like, fuck this. So then we went to dinner, and dinner was okay, but then...
Dinner was actually really, really nice. You know, it's what you would expect in a five-star hotel until the end of it.
Wasn't that good. It was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah. On earth?
There is someone here.
They're hurting the cows. Not hurting, herding.
Yeah, at the end of the meal, I ordered a hot chocolate, and they brought it to me in this
Costa
coffee to-go cup. Like it's like,
and the guy's like, I decided to put this in a to-go cup for you. You know, after all this five-star china and cutlery and stuff, and we're like looking at him like,
what?
Why? And
we were both too stunned to even ask him why. Which was really weird.
Then we got back to the room.
And the air conditioning still isn't
Facebook
working.
Notification. Facebook. Karen's at Birmingham New Street Station. Travelling to Hereford. Here, Hertfordshire.
And then... We called them and they said that engineering tried to get in touch with us, but we were in the spa, which they knew that we were in the spa because they knew where we were.
Yeah, and why is engineering getting in touch with us?
Yeah, it's like, so what? Why? I don't care. I don't want engineering to get in touch with me. No, engineering...
That's your job.
...to get in touch with you because we wanted to tell you that we can't fix it.
So you should be telling me this.
Okay, so, there are no other suites.
And this is like after 9 o'clock at night now.
And I'm like, we told you this at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you wait till 9 to tell us that you can't fix it?
And to put this in context, we flew into London from Sydney at 5 o'clock that morning, so we were pretty tired at this point.
Yeah. So.
They offered us some, first of all, the tools in the room stuff, they knocked off the lunch charges. And then with all this stuff, they knocked off the dinner charges.
But still, we didn't have a room with an air conditioner.
Yeah, so...
And we couldn't open the windows.
They suggested that they could bring up some fans to see if it would do the job, and it didn't. Because it was still hot. It moved the air around, but it was still hot. And so we said, no, this isn't good enough. So, unfortunately, they didn't have any other suites available, but we thought... It's better to move into and be in a room that we'll be more comfortable in than
but it wasn't a suite, which I don't care. I didn't need a suite, but that
it's
is
what
we
paid for.
Yeah, in points.
In points, but we paid for it.
Yeah.
So anyway,
by 10 o'clock we got moved to another room.
Yep.
And even the guy who moved us was quite indignant on our behalf. He's like, this is a farce, you should have never come.
Yeah. And so he also knocked off breakfast as well. Because you could either have free breakfast or paid breakfast. So the paid breakfast, he said, we won't charge you for the paid breakfast. So anyway, the breakfast was about the only thing that went without a hitch.
So we were very much over the hotel.
Yes.
Went to Fort William on a bus.
Yep. We decided to get a bus because I didn't realize until, well, there were a couple of reasons. One was I didn't realize that to do the train you had to change. And the other one is, of course, that on the bus you have a luggage compartment, whereas on the train you don't. And on the bus, and given that we had 8 pieces of luggage with us, it was a good thing to have.
This was after we shipped luggage up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I still don't think will come.
I think it'll come.
So,
let's have to look at the voicemails.
So, Fort William into a 3-star hotel, which was lovely, except for the internet being absolute crap.
Yeah, the internet was pretty dodgy, but the hotel
was lovely, breakfast was lovely,
we stayed there before, so we were pretty confident about it being good. But we could only get one night there.
One night there.
And we couldn't move up here until last night because we didn't have any, there was nowhere to stay. All booked up. So, on Friday, we went and did some washing, which we
and
had.
And there's no laundry facilities right in Fort William anywhere.
Yep.
So we had to go to this little village called Cool.
Right on Loch Linn.
Loch Linn, and then we sat
there. I quite enjoyed going up there, really.
Yeah. We sat at this cafe. We both had lunch of soup, a toasted sandwich, and a cup of tea, and a cold drink, and we paid £8.50 all up. For the two of us together.
Mm.
Some kind of a community-based cafe.
It must be, because one woman there said that she was volunteering, so.
And then we got to our hotel in Fort William, the other 3-star one, and that was like
Best Western
Roach Theater. Motel. Literally.
It wasn't quite Roach Motel, but...
It was Roach Motel.
It was... It had lots of levels of dodginess, like, for example...
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've managed to open the door.
Okay. All right. Sorry, we didn't hear you drive up. Should I stack these up again?
Yeah, put them back. I know you're excited. I know you're excited. Hello again, everyone. We are at Clendonald Center on the Isle of Skye, back again where we're staying. I'm sorry I got caught off so abruptly, but the lady came to show us the house, so we went and saw the house, and it's a very nice house. It hasn't been lived in for a while, you could see it. But it's a lovely house. It's got 3 bedrooms, 2 upstairs, 1 downstairs, and it's got a nice sitting area and a garden and all that. But to be honest, it is getting out there would be very, very challenging. We didn't say no yet because we don't have a lot of options. But the house hasn't been advertised yet, so it's a little bit, we have a little bit of time before we have to give an answer. And we're really holding out for the house on Thursday. The viewing for the house tomorrow was canceled because we got a call. Apparently they found that there's something wrong in the house, and the house, they do have to do a lot of housework. A lot of work on the house. So they're not going to be... So they took it off the market. So that's gone. So now we're really, really worried about... Thursday. We really want that to go well. We had someone put in a good word for us already.
And 20 seconds.
So, you know. Went to the college.
45 minutes and 13 seconds. 4, time remaining.
The lady who came to meet us dropped us off at the college where we got my biometric residence permit, which is basically a card with your biometric information for the UK if you're not a permanent resident. Well, if you're any kind of temporary resident, you need it. So now I have it. You are allowed to work a little bit. Not much. You're only allowed to work part-time. Like, if your work has to do with your schooling, like, because they're going to give us work experience, that is not limited. But if I wanted to work, you know, just to pick up some extra cash here and there, I could do a part-time. Which is fair enough, because you're here to study. You're not here to work full-time. But it's nice that they let you. See what I mean? So I can work up to 10 hours a week, which is better than a poke in the eye, really. And then we talk to the person in charge of accommodation at the college. We, again, were reassured that we'd have the room on Friday. And that, let's see, what else can I tell you? Went and had lunch. I had a jacket potato with some salad, and some soup. And then we waited for the taxi to come get us, and now we're back at Clandonald Estate, which is where we're staying, in our little log cabin. So I thought I'd give you guys a tour. A little tour of the house. Just like I did with the cottage last year. Oh, why is this locked? You come up two steps to a wooden, little wooden porch, and you walk through the door with the door with a letterbox in it. And that's facing west, I think. Close the door. Now, the door is behind me, and I believe that door is facing west. And now, to my left is the kitchen, and to my right is the living area. Well, maybe. I don't know. There was sun there. So,
the water's on the right side.
If we go into the kitchen, if we turn left, we leave the carpeted area. There's a wooden floor, and there's a window that faces the same way as the door. The sun shining through it. And here there's a bin, tall bin. And a cupboard with, it's like a service cupboard with a Hoover. Basically a Hoover and some cleaning supplies on the bottom. So it's like a long door. And on the top, there's some empty shelves where I put some, things for the washing machine, like detergent and, you know, softener and all that. To the right of that, on the worktop, there's the microwave. Next to the microwave, there's a fruit bowl. Put some fruit in there. And quite a bit of counter space. And under the counter, on the left, under the microwave, is a freezer and a fridge to its right. So there's a fridge and a freezer which are under the counter. So they're not big. They're separate and they're next to each other. Over the counter, there's a few kitchen units. And if we open them up, we find on the left glasses, regular glasses, wine glasses,
taller glasses, shorter glasses. And on the right, we have things like plates, saucers, teacups, bowls, soup bowls, cereal bowls, dessert plates, things like that. Continuing to the right of regulator announces significant restrictions on vintage jets and air displays after shoreham crash. After the to the right of the fridge, under the counter, we have the washing machine. Again, under the counter. And at the back of the counter, we have a bread box and a block of knives. You know, a big block with about, well, I don't know, 12 knives and some scissors and things like that. And the corner of the cupboard is kind of an open shelf. And this is like a biscuit tin, inside a biscuit tin. Empty. Over the counter and some kitchen roll or what they call paper towels on the counter. To the right of that, under the counter, starting where kind of the draining board is starting, is a dishwasher. It's a little bit smaller than.
That's pretty normal.
Or is it standard? I'm trying to think if it's a standard size dishwasher or a bit smaller. We had a smaller one last year. No, I think this is a standard size.
Yeah, it
is. And so we have the sink with the dish rack on the left, the draining board, and the kitchen window, which looks obviously in the direction of like 90 degrees from the door. And some bread that was left on the counter because the last person who made toast didn't put it back.
Sorry.
I'm not naming names.
Sorry.
So let's put the bread back.
Oh, we forgot to get more bread. Damn it.
We do need some more bread after tomorrow morning. I don't think we'll have any more. So, back to the sink and the window over the sink and kitchen sink, single sink obviously, and under the sink you've got your under the sink kind of things, like I found some cloths in there and things like that. To the right of the sink is like the corner of these kitchen units. In the back we've got a coffee maker, one of those percolators. They didn't supply the coffee, but you know, with a glass percolator and a filter on top. We have a kettle and a toaster. And we have hanging above those some big kitchen utensils like a grater, not a grater, a ladle, a pasta serving thingy. Serving spoon, a tongs, spatula, things like that. And then the corner cupboard over the counter. First of all, you've got the shelf over the counter that's open. We've got some egg cups on there and salt and pepper shakers. And on the top shelf of that, we've got this big jug. So if you turn right again, open the over-the-counter cupboards and you can find a grater, cheese grater, something that looks like kitchen scales, plastic bowl, ice cube tray. Under the counter, on the left side, you've got what's this? Oh, a couple of saucepans and baking trays. Again, over the counter, we have got bowls, pie dishes, some more bowls, colander, some baking, like glass baking trays. You got the cooker here. Now over the cooker there's this thing that opens outwards, but there's nothing. Cooker with a glass top where you can't really feel the hot plates. You can sort of, but under the cooker you've got the oven. Well, no, the cooker is the oven. The stove is the hot plates. The oven and grill. To the right of that, on top of the counter, they left a tray with some coffee and tea. I put some sugar there. There is sugar here as well, but I took out some brown sugar because that's what we use. There's this big cup holder that looks like a tree, and you hang like big mugs on it. Over the counter, there is a cupboard that was empty, and I put bits and bobs in there, like some instant coffee, some Vegemite, some tins of beans, things like that. Underneath the counter, we've got some cutlery drawers, one of them. Second one has like wooden spoons, bottle opener, can opener, garlic press, I think this is, rolling pin, big scary knives, whisk, things like that. That's the second drawer, what's here. Third drawer, we've got our Glad wrap and alfoil. Fourth drawer, we've got nothing. That's the edge of the kitchen, the opposite side from the door. The walls of this place are made out of these wooden bricks, so it looks like a log cabin. Now I should say that inside the kitchen, like in the middle of the kitchen, I went around the kitchen just now, but in the middle of it there is a wooden table and four chairs, a rectangular table. So now, if I go back to the front door, and turn right instead of left, I get, behind the door we have Rosie's lead and harness and our jackets kind of hanging. Again, you've got those log walls. You got a little stand here. I think this is the, you know, like a bookshelf. And we've got, with its back to it, we've got a, we turn right and right again. This is a two-seater couch. And there's no window on this side, just the logs, picture frame, and a bin and a telly on a telly stand that has glass doors, coffee table in the middle here hugging the walls, curtain, and we have a patio door. It's open right now and there's things biting me. Now let's go outside and listen. It's a big step onto this patio, and
just so you know, this, if you turn right, there's stairs down to the lower level, so don't fall.
And out here we can hear the sea and the wind.
Maybe it blows, you hear it?
Yeah.
You can hear the ferry.
And the ferry. Hope you can hear the water. That's the ferry. And there's a little table here that needs a bit of cleaning.
Yeah.
And some chairs. You go back into the house. On the left, on the right side of the door, there's this little kind of tall end table and a three-seater couch opposite the front door, basically. And now you turn right and you have a guide dog there.
She
didn't come with a property.
No.
So now I'm sitting with my, again with my back to the front door, but past the kitchen table. So inside the house, basically to my left again was the end of the kitchen, with where I said that there was tea making facilities, and to the right is the living room, and I walk into this little hallway thing.
No, before you get to the hallway.
What's before I get to the hall?
First, the bedroom is there before you get to the hallway.
No, you have to get to the hallway.
You're not really in the hallway.
No, but this is part of the hallway. Part of the hallway, and the first room to the right.
The kitchen counter is here.
First room to the right, kind of almost opposite the end of the kitchen counter.
Directly opposite.
Is a twin room. It's a kind of desk, sort of desk or dressing.
Slash dressing table with drawers.
This little kind of cute little nook, also made out of the same logs. There's a window that faces the same way as the patio. And we've got all our luggage here, basically, on the beds and on the floor. And there is a wardrobe space here with hanging space and one shelf. The wardrobes here don't have doors. They have curtains, which is really weird.
Yes. Man, curtain.
If we come out of this room, now we go into the hallway proper, and we actually go through a door. On the bit on the right side is the double room where we sleep. You walk in, again you're facing the same way as the patio. Double bed on the left. Wall made out of the same logs on the right. And closer to the window is a little dressing table.
Same kind of setup really.
Yeah, but there's no nook.
No nook, no, because...
It's a little bit bigger, this room.
Oh, yeah, because it's going to have room. And the bed runs the other way.
Bedside tables. And again here, next to the door, if you turn left, there's the wardrobe with the curtain. Walking back out. So... facing the same way with my back to the front door, and in front of me is the end of the apartment, which is actually a walk-in wardrobe. You open that, you've got one of those, not quite a bit of space in here to put stuff on top of the shelf. You've got one of these clotheslines that you, those indoor ones that fold. And quite a bit of space behind there to put more stuff.
That's not a vacuum cleaner.
No, that's in the cupboard in the kitchen.
Oh, okay, so there is one.
Yeah.
We really investigated the kitchen. I'll put the spoon here as well.
And if now I'm turning left instead of right into the rooms.
Opposite the bedroom.
Opposite the bedroom. It's the bathroom. You can hear Rosie drinking in here. You walk in. And on the right, there's the famous towel, those heated towel rails that you can turn on and off. On the left is the bane of my existence, the electric showers. I don't know if you guys remember my whole discussion on electric showers last year. Still puzzle me beyond belief. Can't stand them. If I walk straight, I get to the window, and that faces the other way. From the patio, and to my right, to my right is a toilet, and to my left is a basin that is on the same wall that backs onto basically the kitchen counters.
Yeah. I discovered something really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like look at the basin and other ones do too. You've got those metal taps.
Yeah.
Tap one of them, not the top, but the edges.
Huh?
The left one sounds cooler. Like with the back of your finger or something.
Okay.
It's cool.
Right. So there's a little tiny cabinet with a mirror.
And my shaving stuff in there.
And Jeff's shaving stuff in there. This electric shower again. And that is it.
That's it. This apartment backs onto another one that's presumably the same.
Yes. So, that's the little tour. I'm trying to remember where I stopped talking last time. We got to Fort William. We went to this hotel the first night that was better than the Hilton.
We didn't get to dinner, I don't think we talked about dinner. About how you didn't get what you ordered, or what you thought you ordered.
Oh, yeah. So the second night in Fort William.
Yes, the first one at the Imperial, Best Western Imperial.
Roach Motel. I don't know how we didn't get food poisoning. Honestly, I don't know how they haven't been closed for health violations. They really, something dodgy that there was smell. It smelled like bug spray there the whole time. And it was just, the food just tasted dodgy. Like, we ordered, first of all, the guy who was reading us the menu had no idea what things were, and so he led me to believe something had something in it, and I ordered it, and it ended up being something totally different. The fettuccine was overcooked.
He said mushrooms instead of mussels.
Yeah. It was disgusting. I'm glad they agreed to change my dish. Jeff got a chicken dish that went right through him, so not very good. The next day at lunch, I got tuna mayo on a baked potato, a jacket potato, which I like tuna mayo, but this was actually just mayo. You could feel it. It was like the texture of yogurt, you know, but it was mayo. You could feel a faint taste of tuna, but whereas today, for lunch at the college, I had proper tuna mayo on a potato, and it was yummy. So that was gross. The only thing that tasted good there was pizza. So we had pizza the second night there. The breakfast was very disappointing.
So this faces southeast, so you can calculate the restaurant.
So the front door does face kind of...
It's southwest, yeah.
Yeah, so...
It's probably more south than west, but...
Well, yeah. There's definitely... And I have bites on my hands. I don't know if it's the midges or whatever. Yesterday we had to check out at 11, but we didn't get our ride to Malaga until 4:30, so we had some time to kill. So for those of you who helped me out with ideas and recommendations of a Tassimo machine, we went to Argos and we bought a Tassimo.
We looked at six models.
And we bought the Charmy model with the IntelliBrew. So it has like a barcode scanner. And it calculates the water and temperature it needs and all that. All the machines were okay, but that one was cool. And the lady there was super helpful. Then we went and got some pods at Morrison's. They didn't have too much, so I'm going to order stuff online at some point. Then we went and had lunch at a seafood restaurant on the pier, and it was a lovely restaurant and lovely food and very reasonably priced, actually.
Yes, of course. Yes, if you're going to Fort William, check out Cranog.
Cranog on the pier. It's in town and it's beautiful. We didn't get to go to a cruise on the loch, but we will. Then we went to Malag.
Alert. Low battery.
Yeah.
Dismiss. Button. 10% of back. Dismiss. Button. Dismiss.
Went to Malag with all our luggage. Got on the ferry. We were a bit worried that it wouldn't sail because it was very windy last night. But it did sail.
Which channel? Your account.
We're met on this side by a taxi driver who had picked up our Tesco's order, because our Tesco's don't deliver to the island. They do a click and collect point on the island, and it's only either between 9 and 11 or between 6 and 8. So we got the 6 and 8. He picked up our stuff and he brought us here.
And here we are.
And here we are. So that kind of tells you what we've been doing.
This week.
Yes. Hope we didn't miss too much stuff. I hope everyone is all right. I hope you enjoy your day. And it is a bit scary to think that we're here. And it is a bit scary to not know where we're going to live and be so uncertain about things. But slowly but surely, I hope things will come together somehow. We did see our friend Leah, so that was awesome. She didn't really have a lot of time because she's in the middle of work, and this is her busiest week, or her busiest weeks, because it's short courses stuff. But it's just, it was good to see her. Now we're back here, so I'm going to bid you all farewell and speak to you soon.
Pause recording button. Bye.